you've ever heard.
Get ready for TEDx Queens Year 2025. Join hundreds of curious minds on January 18th and 19th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts for a weekend of inspiring talks, bold ideas, and transformative conversations by speakers from diverse backgrounds who share ideas that challenge perspectives, spark innovation, and inspire change. Tickets are available. Learn more on Instagram at TEDx Queens U. Visit the Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Welcome back to Alchemy on 101.9 CFRC FM. We are in the lower level of Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario, and we're chilling. We're mad chilling. We've got a good soundtrack to mad chill to. Actually, this is like the soundtrack that I like pretend I'm way fancier than I actually am to, but I also want to like bust a little boogie to, if you hadn't guessed from the first track. We're doing a little jazz house moment. This genre was introduced to me in the last, like, I don't know, year-ish, I guess. I feel like the first time I kind of pondered jazz house, as one does at some point in their life, it was at, like, the furniture store Mobilia, if you guys are familiar with that. It's, like, adjacent to, like, the Brick, but, like, the vibes of an IKEA. Because I feel like the Brick is very, like, baby boomer. I don't know if I'm saying a very hot take right now, but something about IKEA seems more millennial slash my age, and Mobilia was like a cool mix of both. And they had really cool music that was groovy, but I didn't really know how to put that into words. Only 2 years ago did I make a playlist called Mobilia Music with two songs on it, one of which is on today's show. The other, it was by Two Another. Who are cool. It was like a 2 minute song. Anyway, not the point. Today, yeah, lots of fun. It's like dinner party music for when you still want a boogie. Lots of cool stuff from now, back in the day, as in like, I don't know, 5 years ago. And some Canadian and international artists, as always. So the song you just heard was Earth Showers by Nathan Paul. It's a new song that came out this year. And he's releasing some more music this year, which is super, super fun. And his artist bio on Spotify, it says he plays energy and not notes, which I feel like is a good way to describe both jazz and house. So it makes sense that our friend Nathan Paul is a jazz house artist. I wish I could play the saxophone or any sort of trumpet or jazzy instrument. I did when I was like in the eighth grade. And then they proceeded to kick me out of the band. I really wanted to play a baritone saxophone, but they literally did not allow me. And I still was bad at alto. So maybe that was my sign to just play it on radio and not play it myself. Maybe one day, though. We shall see. But yeah, so over the last 4 months, this has been my stuff. I've also started to feel like the frontal lobe start to tickle a little bit. I've been like washing my makeup off before I go to bed, cooking solid meals and like wanting to eat vegetables and solid sort of nutrients. And I have like my essential oil diffuser running before I go to bed. And I feel like part of this has been soundtracked by jazz house. Like, especially when you're cooking and you're playing some of this music, you can like get away with cooking like a monstrous grilled cheese as an excuse for a meal. But since this music is playing, it feels a lot more fancier than it actually is. Anyway, before we get started with the rest of our tracks, I must give credit where credit is due to someone that kind of expedited my introduction into this genre, or reintroduction into this genre, a lovely lady from Georgia named Elena. She shared my love of jazz house during my Irish adventures and put me on lots of tracks that sound like they should be listened to by candlelight. And let's just dive right into it. So up first, we have three tracks. The first one is New York City in 1940 by Berlioz and Ted Jasper. Then we have Paris City Jazz by Bel Air. And then we have Deep Thoughts, the acoustic edit by, okay, three artists whose names I have practiced. Chords, Becca Gochiashvili and Georgia Zagarele. Helen, if you're listening, please tell me I didn't butcher those names. Okay, so I have many thoughts about all these tracks, but first I'll let you listen to them and shut up. Okay, up first, New York City in 1940. 1940. We'll be right back.
going down.
Going down.
Are you bopping? Are you having a good time? I hope you are, because that's what the point is. So up first from that trio was the song that started it all. NYC in 1940, this song reminded me of Mobilia, which is what started my Mobilia music playlist. Yeah, I'm also pretty sure like the whole tagline for Berlioz is like, jazz is for ordinary people. So you don't have to be super fancy. You can be like me, not that, and still enjoy a good jazzy tune. Funny story about this band is that there was a show that was playing in Paris last like November, which Helen and I tried to get tickets to, but it happened to be the day before like two very important exams for us. So we signed up for the waitlist as a joke, because never have I ever actually secured waitlist tickets. If you have, please send me how you do that, because I don't think the universe is on my side in that aspect, or many other aspects, but this is definitely not one of those things where the universe is like, oh yeah, I'll have your back on that one. So we signed up for fun and then proceeded to live like the next 3 weeks of our lives completely forgetting we did that. The show was completely sold out also, as per why we signed up for waitlist. Anyway, 3 weeks go by, we're like minding our own business, and I get a text on my phone that we actually got two waitlist tickets in Paris, which is a place that we were not at the time. And we were like, we looked at each other for like maybe 3 seconds being like, yo, should we do it? Should we do it? But then we were like, probably not, because we want to pass school. Also, like, what? How? We should have done it. Actually, Helen, we should have done it. Anyway, not going to hold that over your head for the rest of your life. Yeah, so that was that track. Deep In It is also a really good song by Berlioz. Ted Jasper is also on that track, and he is on NYC in 1940, Dream Team, Dream Collab. Yeah, so another note I made, this is just for my own kind of thought thinking. The chord progression in New York City in 1940 kind of sounds like 31 Bloom by Fortet. I also made this note at like maybe 2 a.m. So I'm going to see if this is like a thought that was coherent or not. I'm just going to skip to like the middle, like the part that's like, hold on. Like, do you see what I'm saying here? Maybe not. That's okay though. I thought it, and I thought it was right. On to the next. Yeah, great song. Also love that one. After that was Paris City Jazz by Bel Air. They're actually coming to Montreal on January 31st, so that may be enough to make me endure a 3-hour bus ride, because that'd be really fun. Honorable mention from Bel Air's catalog is a song called Brazil. This song got a lot of airtime when my friends and I would get like back from a night out, and we would go to the kitchen and like silently make our respective snacks, but then someone would start playing this kind of music and we would all just like bop along in unison, mostly in silence, and then the vibes would be very high. And then to end off that segment was Deep Thoughts, which was a track by 3 Georgian artists. I fully stole this song off of a dump from Exchange that Helen posted, but whatever. They love a little electronic kind of spin on things in Georgia, and they're really good at it. So yeah, the artists on that track were Chords, Becca Gochiashvili, and Georgia Zagarele, which they all have their own amazing songs. Okay, what's next? 5 more songs. So up first, we have From the Sea by Bolden. This is a new track. On their Instagram, Bolden is like a duo. Well, in real life as well, but on their Instagram, their pictures, someone's always wearing a cool pair of sunglasses, which I really appreciate. And then Summer Days by Nick Holder. And then 2 songs off of a Christmas Jazz House cover album. I'm not going to tell you which ones they are. You're going to guess them yourself. By Anomaly, and then a song by Anomaly and Polyphia. So I'll let you chew on those, and I'll report back afterwards. Okay, up first, From the Sea by Bolden.
We'll be right back.
I don't know if we've departed from the jazz house genre with the polyphia song, but also like what genre is polyphia? The day I find out how to do whatever it is that he does with his guitar is a day that I never ever shut up about it, because I don't know, until then I'm going to get like hand cramps playing open A chords on my Squire Strat. Anyway, so yeah, Bolden was first, little duo moment with the new song. I think they're releasing more songs this year, or slash they have already released a couple. And then Summer Days by Nick Holder, who is from, a little history lesson for you, from Toronto, but he was very, very famous in the 90s and early 2000s. His career started in the 80s, and he was involved also in the Detroit techno scene because of the physical proximity Detroit and Toronto have. I've made that drive many a time when my sister used to live in Detroit, and it was always strange crossing the border and from Windsor to Detroit and being like, oh, I am like definitely in America right now. There's like a casino, right? Like if you like take a photo of like by the border, I know you're not supposed to like use your phone. But when you're like not in the no phone zone, I remember taking this photo and there was like a casino in the back with like a church in the front. And I thought that was something for sure. Anyway, so yeah, lovely stuff from Nick. And then the two Christmas songs, did you guess what they were? It was Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. If I could choose a song, a Christmas song to do a Jazz House cover of, it would definitely be, Hey Sam. Of course there was a church. Yes, I love taking pictures of churches. That's just how it goes. And it's going to be that way forever and ever and ever. If I could choose a Christmas song to do a Jazz House cover to, it would either be Santa Baby or Let It Snow, because those are the best two, not taking any further comments on that. They are the slinkiest. They are the best. Love them so much. Shout out Anomaly from Montreal for doing that. Okay. For our final three songs, which I'm sending you off with into the rest of your Wednesday, we have Closer by Patrick Holland. Why Don't You Listen by, like, okay. Oh my God, I completely messed that up. No, okay. Why Don't You Listen is up first. A Fred Everything remix, who is Canadian. Also by Inkswell, Eliza Dixon, Pugs Adams, and Fred Everything. Closer by Patrick Holland. And then Deja Vu by Dublon and Con Cook. Patrick Holland is also a Canadian artist, and he is playing in Montreal the day after Bel Air. So maybe this is a sign from the universe to go actually get tickets that I can see instead of waitlist ones that have to be discarded. I'm still not bitter. I'm not bitter. I am bitter, but it's fine. Yeah, much to chew on with those three. I'll stop talking now and let you listen to them. So that's all from me. It's been real. Jazz House is so awesome. I challenge you to cook a meal listening to any Jazz House tunes and try not to feel like the slinkiest salmon in the world. All right, signing off. Enjoy Why Don't You Listen by Fred Everything, and I will see you next week. Bye!
Hi, this is Ira from Yola Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
Want to keep up with all things Limestone local news? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 5 p.m. every Tuesday for Kingston Currents. Stay well informed about the issues and developments that matter most to Kingstonians. Join me, your host and CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, as we deep dive into the latest Kingston news, featuring interviews every week with the movers and shakers who shape our city. Learn more about the people, places, and events that make Kingston truly unique. If you want to listen to Kingston Currents on the go or revisit episodes, you can also head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Kingston Currents is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, and Queen's University. If you have a local news story you want to share, you can contact news@cfrc.ca. Keep up with all things current in Kingston on Kingston Currents on CFRC 101.9 FM.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else,